Oh, it sounds pretty good. I think the last time I was on, I was speaking to Oshin and he was saying, "Oh, you know, if you can get the championship over the line," and I remember thinking to myself, "You know what? Well, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it in October."
That's it. Well, over the line, you got it. Has it sunk in yet? And what have the past few days been like since you won the title? I'd say you've been in cloud nine.
Oh, look, it's brilliant. Like, it's one of them things you spend years trying to achieve it, and then for like anything, you know, you look, Yurts is obviously delighted. Like, it's brilliant. A lot of people go with their careers and ever winning a British title. A lot of people have great careers without ever actually winning the title. So at my stage of my career, to be able to at least get the first one done and have that in my CV, it's nice. But a bit of pressure off more than anything, to be honest.
That's it. How were you feeling heading into the weekend there? You were in top spot, and I think you probably knew what you needed to do to win the championship. Did you feel any extra pressure heading to Brands Hatch?
Well, obviously, with the championship thing, you're always going to have a degree, well, not even a degree, but you do have extra pressure because obviously you've spent all year, and it's all built up to, you know, you've done a really good 11 rounds, and if you can just do one more good one, like everything will come good. But it was kind of amplified a wee bit by I'd kind of done a real good sort of middle third of the season. I'd kind of got a bit of a lead and I'd got myself a bit of a cushion, and then I made a wee bit of a mistake at Oldham Park, and that slashed the championship lead from, I think it might have been 18 points to 4 going into the last round. So I'd kind of done a couple of rounds of good work and then kind of like lost a lot of my good work on the last round. That obviously made things a little bit more stressful. But no, it was good. It was going to the last round, like you say, with the pressure and everything. Everyone can rise to the occasion. Everyone can sort of find a bit more. Like I think we took the guts of, you know, 0.6, 0.7 of a second off the lap record. And I know maybe, you know, half a second, 0.6 of a second isn't a lot of time, sound a lot, but when you're talking lap records and racing, you know, a tenth of a second is massive, never mind 6 tenths. So going to the last round, everyone was in sort of championship fight. We all found a bit, and yeah, bit of extra pressure, but I'm quite happy. You know, I had a good weekend. I qualified on pole and won the first race on Saturday, and that made everything a whole lot easier going into Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to say, you won the first race on Saturday and you needed to finish, what was it, third or fourth on Sunday to be guaranteed that you would take the title. Is that a difficult mindset to be in heading into a race? Like, did it change from I need to win every race, I need to win every race, to now all of a sudden third or fourth might be good enough to win this championship? What was your mindset like going into that final race?
It's hard because I knew it was going to be wet on Sunday, or the forecast looking like it was going to be wet on Sunday. So, like I said, I qualified pole Saturday morning and felt really good. I had a couple of tenths sort of ahead of everyone, so a wee bit of a cushion where I felt pretty comfortable. Won the Saturday race, was a bit of a battle. I literally went down to, I think, the third or fourth last corner. I passed Ben Querry back, the guy that was second in the championship. And then, yeah, Sunday, woke up Sunday morning, got through warm, everything's all good, and started to rain, and I was. The problem with the rain is it can add a couple of variables, especially in October. You know, it's a bit colder. The wet tires maybe don't work as well because they're not as warm. And again, the wet can add a couple of variables. Easier to make a mistake, easier to go down. And then also can maybe bring some people into it, maybe not as much to lose other people. So it's hard to manage all that stuff in a wet race. And going into it, knowing I only needed to finish sort of, I think it was fourth mathematically, I could finish and still win. So you just kind of go in and play it out as it comes. Yeah, look, I went into trying to do as best I could. I was sitting second for the first couple of laps with Ben just in front of me, and I said, you know what, I'll just watch the pit board and play it smart and try not to do anything stupid.
And then to finish ahead of two legends of racing in Ben Currie and Jack Kennedy, both previous champions. You said a massive battle all season, and it's special for you. I know it's special anyway, but it's special for you to finish ahead of those two.
You grow up watching, you grow up watching racing or aspiring to be, you know, super sport and stuff. And then as you come through the years, you know, you've watched like Jack Kennedy and Ben Currie even battling British Super Sport Championships since 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. And it's obviously there my years where I was still, you know, maybe coming through the lower ranks. So you get to see them, and then all of a sudden you're racing them, and then you're battling with them, and then you're beating with them. And yeah, it was nice for it all to sort of come full circle, especially with Jack. You know, Jack's won it quite a few years, and I grew up watching him. So, yeah, to try and come full circle, yeah, it was nice. It was definitely a nice moment.
Yeah, Rhys, I just want to touch on a bit of a sad note. Two of your fellow competitors, Shane Richardson and Owen Jenner, passed away after an accident at Oulton Park back in May. An extremely tragic and dramatic thing to happen. Was it difficult to cope with that mentally? I know we all know it's a dangerous sport, but to see that happen in front of your eyes, did it feel any different hopping on the bike after?
Look, it's a dangerous sport, and unfortunately, you know, there was just the accident start of the year where the two boys lost their life. But it's hard. You get to sort of a certain level where you can't afford to let stuff like that, you know, affect you. And like, Shane Richardson was my teammate for 2 years, so I knew him quite well. And yeah, look, it was hard and it wasn't ideal, but I know, look, if anyone would have wanted me to keep going and, you know, not let it affect me, it would be Shane. So that's kind of the way you have to look at it.
That's it. I know Shane and Owen were in your thoughts immediately after winning the title on Sunday. You managed to come through anyway, and it all worked out well in the end. Can you tell me a wee bit about your bike this season, Rhys, and the team you have around you?
So last year, I made a jump to Gearlink Kawasaki. They'd ran a British Motorsport Championship for, I think, the best, well, I think it was, they got to 20, maybe 19 years last year, and then they were going to retire at the end of last year, and after riding for me and having me for the season, they decided, you know what, we'll do one more year but with a one bike team. We'll scale everything back and just run race for the year, because in the 20 years they had ran, they had finished second in the British Championship so many times, they've never actually been able to win it. So the plan was go back and do one last year, give it one last go, and with me, and to be able to, you know, give them the championship after all the years I've been in it for, and then to repay them with the championship, sort of give me the opportunity to come and race them and do one last year and just sort of revolve everything around me. It was nice that way. So yeah, a similar team that I had last year in the Kawasaki, only this year it was quite small, quite stripped back. So we had, my brother was working on the electronics, my dad was actually mechanicking, and then obviously the other staff member of the team. So Ben Wilson, he was actually the team, you could say the team manager, team owner, and Michael Dibadaff was Gearlink, so he was also sort of the team owner, team sponsor, and then you had Barry as well, who was working the team and managing the tyres and sort of, again, an expert hand with the team. So really, really small team when you compare it to like the other teams you're racing against, Factory Honda, Moto Rapido Ducati, Factory Triumph. So yeah, to have such a small team and for it all to go so well, look, I was really lucky. I had great people around me this year. Even on the Sunday morning before the last race of the year, in Sunday morning warm, we acted on a head gasket in the bike, so we had a change engine, and I was very fortunate again to have sort of dad, my brother, and Ben and the guys in the corner, where they were able to change an engine in under 2 hours and get me out for the last race of the year. And then thankfully I was able to win the championship, because maybe if I didn't have as good of people in my corner to warm the engine going to warm up, would have been a bigger problem. You might not be out for the last race, and then you'd be standing here or sitting here with a different outcome.
You'd have a different tune, a sadder story. That would have been awful to knock you out for the last race of the season. So as with sport, you'll know, and I know, there's no time to rest on the laurels, especially in these kind of interviews. I have to ask you, what's next, Rhys? Have you thought about next season yet?
Oh, look, it's as you say, it's sport and motorbike racing, unfortunately, is probably one of the worst ones for this. You're always looking at next year,
always,
what's next,
always
what's
the next,
next
thing,
what's
always
next,
the next thing, yeah.
Always the next thing, yeah. So I'm quite lucky as well. I have, as I'm quite good management, I'm managed by Shane Byrne. So this time of year, to be honest, he actually has a lot more work to do than me. I have my work done, but look, it's like anything. I've had a good year. I put myself in a good position. British champion, so really I couldn't put myself in a better position to sort of try and, you know, get another opportunity and move on to the next thing and try to do a good job there. So yeah, look, I'm sure hopefully in the next week or two everything will be sorted and I'll know what I'm doing, because I like, it's nice knowing what you're doing, because then you can get into your winter training and you can make a plan around how you're going to prepare and put yourself in the best position you can to either defend the title or move into the next thing. So it's hard. Look, I kind of have an idea in my career of where I want to go. And yeah, I think maybe another year in British Championship to maybe give myself a good secure footing to try and make the next step. But look, unfortunately, life, you don't always get to pick your opportunities. So whatever comes, I'll take with both hands.
Well, once again, massive congratulations, Rhys. 2025 Quattro British Supersport Champion. And congratulations. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
That's brilliant. Thank you.